down Snow White. That is the most Mexican princess there has ever been. She's a dude that, she's a chick that lives in a house with seven dudes. What's their name? Grumpy, Sneezy, Dopey. Those are my cousins. Right now, I'll call all of those fools, bro. Where'd they work? Construction. How'd they get there? They walked. What'd they do when they walked? They whistled. Who stayed home and cleaned? She did. Could she have friends? Nope, only animals. This is as Mexican as it gets, Holmes. There's no...
Sweet potato pod with Todd.
We ready?
Yeah, we're ready, buddy.
What's up, everybody? I am coming to Boston, Massachusetts at Nick's Comedy Stop. It's going to be in November. It's the 22nd and the 23rd. Please make sure and get your tickets right now. I'm going to be all over Las Vegas and Austin before that, but the next time I'm really out on the road is going to be in November, and it's at Boston Nick's Comedy Stop. So get your tickets right now. We do a section here where we go over every single one of your tattoos.
We're going to be here for a minute. I'm going to take my pants off.
Are you done coughing?
I'm done coughing.
Okay, good. Are you sure? Because, I mean, I know you've been...
Do you want me to cough?
No, it's
Are you trying to get one of those for B-rolls? Is that going to be a commercial
actually, if you
credit?
Could, yeah, that would be good.
They want me to just do the sweet leaf cough?
Yeah, there.
<That'll> be...
If our next guest is a germaphobe, we just got to show that clip like at the end of the episode. What's up, Stoner Rob?
What's going on, Todd?
Welcome to the Sweet Potato Pod.
This is, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. You tricked me into this. I thought it was Sweet Pot A2 Pot. There's no pot here at all, man. No.
We did do a 420 episode with it was Krasner and Nabil the Extremist and myself. And Nabil and I mean, Krasner, like, he was probably, he'd probably smoked five bowls already and he just couldn't tell. Nabil and I aren't big weed guys. So I was pretty stoned. Nabil was the most stoned I've ever seen anybody ever in life. next time we do the 420 episode, though, you got to come back.
Oh, yeah, 100%, man.
Sweet.
I'll show you how to get stoned.
Yeah, Nabil said, like, hello 17 times in the first 7 minutes and couldn't say anything else. So.
17 times. We did a thing. I was just reminded of this. We did a fuck, marry, kill. Mike Tyson, Logan Paul, and Kramer from Seinfeld.
Oh, shit.
And the look of intensity on Nabil the Extremist's face as he's trying to figure out which one he's going to fuck. He's like, I just completely lost it.
He's like, I want to marry Kramer, but I don't want to seem racist.
Pretty much. Dude, so fucking thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on the pod.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
We've had a lot of fun working shows together.
Oh,
like
tons.
We've done I can never think of the name of the town, Laughlin. We've done everything from Laughlin to Pahrump. All the big cities.
Which is fucking Laughlin without a river. That's what
exactly,
Pahrump
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Laughlin, people who haven't been to Pahrump, it's the type of city where, like, when you're, it's a little bit later at night, you walk into one of the local casinos, you might see some dude with his tongue stuck down some girl's throat, just making out in the middle of the casino. And I saw that, and I said, hey, Rob, what's going on, man? I just walked in the middle of this casino, and I was like, look at these two fucks, man. Oh, shit, that's Rob.
And I was like, dude, I'm trying to learn this girl's name. What's your problem? I was winning at least.
No, you were. Yeah. That was a fun night.
That was a good night.
And it could have been. See, this is what I love though about, like, there's certain comics, and you're obviously one of them. I feel like I'm one of these too. We had what could have been a shit night.
Oh yeah.
Because last night, or one of the last nights that the place was going to be open, the room that we were doing that you ran.
Yes.
They weren't really promoting it.
They
right?
weren't giving a fuck anymore. We can just say what it is, bro. They didn't. They stopped paying the air conditioning bill. They
Jesus,
didn't take credit
did.
Cards anymore. It was cash only. I felt like we were in a drug house, bro. Right? I swear to yeah. God, everybody's sweating.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
There were six people in the audience.
Six people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And your lady was one of them.
Yeah, that's true. And so it was the one that wound up with you.
Yeah.
But it was a fun fucking show. It was a fun night. You know what I mean?
Because those people are fun up there. You know what I mean? Yeah, they don't have anything. So when you're from a town that has nothing, we just throw rocks at each other for a bunch. Then they're like, yeah, this is going to be great. So it was a fun night, dude. We got free drinks of whatever they had left.
Yeah. It was really
this much of a Budweiser. You guys want that?
Do you have a new room yet, or are you looking for a new room?
So we're split right now. Well, not split. We're in a bidding war between two rooms.
Hell yeah.
So we're going for more money. But like, one of the rooms won't let you smoke cigarettes, so that's going to be a... Ugh. Yeah, that's going to be a iffy thing.
I mean, that's fine as long as they let you smoke cigars.
Okay, I'm sure. I'm sure that's going to be the case, bro.
Like cigarettes? No. Cigars?
No cigarettes. But if you're smoking something that's like 40 cigarettes, that's totally fine. We don't want you little weenies smoking one around here all French.
There's a reason the Brits call them...
Smoking like a French.
Are we going to have to bleep that out? Probably. Yeah, we're gonna have to
bleep. I'm just here with my rainbow suspenders, loving life in Europe.
So you started... Oh, no, you didn't start. I was going to say you started out with Cheech and Chong. I have no idea how the world works.
That would have been the greatest shit. That would have been wild. Hey, you want to do some comedy, fucker? Yeah, man. Come with us, man.
But how long have you been with Cheech and Chong? Because like that was...
So
that's the fucking coolest thing. By the way, you were the first comic that I met where I was like, he opened for Cheech and Chong, and I was like, sure he did. Okay, that one time at Tulalip Casino or whatever. And then I find out, oh no, you actually gone on the road with Cheech and Chong. Like you're...
So it probably started, I think the first time I did anything with Chong was 2012. And that's when we did the first Chong and Chong podcast. And we did a year of that. And that was amazing. And then he went his way. I kind of just went back to L.A. And then I get a call when he went and made CCTV, Chong and Chong Television.
Yeah.
So I get the call from them, and they're like, hey, we need you to come and host everything he does. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, everything he does. We're going to film it. We're going to record it. Everything he does. So I'm on the road with this guy and Cheech, because when I would be with Chong all the time, and then if there was a Cheech and Chong show, then I would be at the Cheech and Chong show, and I would go out and either host or do a guest spot, and then like I would write for Shelby, Chong's wife.
Oh, shit.
So I would fucking write for her. So I'm making all this little cool side money. But when I went with them, the coolest part was I would go and do like meet and greets with Chong.
Yeah.
And like at like dispensaries across the US. And Chong like doesn't, he's 85 now, but he didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? They're like, you're gonna do an hour and 15 minutes of signing. Like, yeah, sure he is. No worries about that. Like, fuck it. We get there, dude. Like, there's a line. There'd be lines like fucking 2 miles long standing. Cause some of these little spots, like, They don't have theaters where they go perform and shit. You know what I mean? So we're just there for the dispensary, like little Rhode Island spots and shit like that. So this is like the dopest shit happening.
Yeah.
So we get in there and we get maybe like 40 minutes in. And Chong's like, all right, I'm ready, man. And I'm like, what, dude? I don't even think the line's fucking moved. That's just been the people that are inside the dispensary. He's like, all right, well, we'll do a couple more, man. I'm like, I'm trying to get these people going at their time. I'm like, stop talking to them. Get your shit signed, go. And I'm trying, and dude, so we have to do things. I'm like, Chong's gonna use the restroom real quick. And we straight, we Irish goodbye, bro. And nobody ever complains.
Right.
Nobody ever complains about that shit. You know what I mean? And like on the road, when I was with Cheech and Chong, like, they're just so happy that Chong's even around.
Yeah.
There.
And like, we would go on the road and they'd be like, oh, okay, bring up Chong, or you're gonna do this. And Chong's gonna do like 30. And Chong would do like 15. And be like, thank you guys. And nobody says shit.
Right.
Nobody gives a shit. They're just like, okay, dude.
Well, there's gotta be like a certain, first of all, you understand the age part of it. You also understand how big of a huge star he is. Cause like, you know, there's this idea that if you get to that level of success, that you're, you know, the idea that you're going to sit there for 5 hours and sign, you know, autographs, or you're going to do your full time, whatever. A lot of people just aren't going to do that.
Yeah.
And they're not going to care, but the people are still excited to see them.
Well, and what helps is, what adds to it is, he's known for being like one of the biggest stoners ever.
Right.
So him leaving early, kind of like,
it's perfect.
That's hilarious.
It's like going to a Guns N' Roses concert in the 80s and getting punched in the face by accident. Yeah. You're like, fuck yeah, that's yeah, what I want. That's shit. What the whole thing
was. I'm here to get yelled at.
Yeah, exactly.
For not buying merch. You don't want to wear one of my shirts,
bitch. I saw Don Rickles live like maybe a year before he passed away. And it was, I mean, like, it was the type of thing, like, they brought the curtain up, and he's already sitting there in his chair. And he's just, he was saying everything, like, he was doing his whole act, but, like, he'd start circling around and telling the same jokes again. Like, he wasn't there anymore. He was, you know. And then, like, he had a pianist that was sitting there, like, always constantly playing. But then every once in a while, he'd whisper, like, oh, you already did that joke. Like, you could hear him on the microphone, just, you already did that joke, Don. But it was still like, you're still there. It's Don Rickles. You're still there. It's like Tommy Chung. Yeah, sure. He was only out there for 10 minutes, but it was Tommy Chung.
I would love to see Don Rickles do the same joke for 45 minutes and nobody tell him shit. Yeah. And be like, dude, you murdered last night.
I want to get to that point.
That would be, and nobody even leaves. Yeah. That'd be the that's when you know you're the shit.
Oh yeah.
Nobody left.
Nobody.
They're like, this is just great. I'm gonna hear it again.
Yeah.
Babe, here's that joke you missed. That works out perfect. You don't have to be scared to use the bathroom at a Don Rickles show back in the
day. Have you ever, because like, obviously you dabble in weed, have you ever been so stoned on stage that you've done something like that, or you've forgotten shit you were going to talk about? Or?
No, man.
No?
Like, I've always been stoned. So I started smoking weed in fifth grade, man. And I mean, like, every day.
Yeah.
So by seventh grade, I was selling weed. By ninth grade, I was growing weed. I went to prison for cultivation, and I still, and then like, now I just, I know everything
and
about
then he became
weed.
A comic. That's the natural progression when you start smoking weed in fifth grade.
Me and Uncle Joey Diaz. This is two months. But yeah, bro, I'm always high.
Yeah.
Like always. You know, the one time I did ruffle was, I did too many mushrooms.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the one time is when I ran out of weed and I went up sober and I was like, I don't know what the fuck.
Everyone thought I was all methed out. What's up? What is everybody looking at? Why is light so goddamn bright? No, we were on our way to LA. We were doing the secret comedy hole. At the time, it was Sells Comedy Club. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No.
It was a dope ass little comedy club back in the day because it had a dope old school Italian restaurant. It was on Melrose. And you go in the restaurant, but you had to walk through the back, and then there's a curtain, you walk through it, and there's a secret comedy club back there.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was Sells Comedy Club. But I was doing that, and we're sitting in traffic for days, and I'm like, man, the show's not for 2 hours, because we were on our way back from San Diego. So I was like, I'm going to eat this little mushroom. Well, I guess it was a lot heavier than what it appeared to look, because I ate it. And I was tripping dick, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we pull up, I'm like, oh, shit. We walk into the restaurant to go to the club, and they play, like, that old school, like, Godfather music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, this is freaking me. I had to go right back outside. I was like, God, that music's fucking my whole life up right now, dog. So I go straight through, and I get on stage. And it didn't fuck me, like, in the sense, like, I forgot my jokes. Even if I forget my jokes, I'll just start firing
off.
Sure,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it fucked me in the sense that I had the worst cotton mouth, and it felt like I had spider. Every time I opened my mouth, it felt like it was spider webs connecting to my lips. So I'm like, so when I'm talking, I'm like, so you guys are. So I finally just addressed it. I was like, I ate a bunch of mushrooms. I don't know what's on my face. And it started to work. And I'm like, just address it. I was supposed to do 15. I think I did 6. I'm like, all right, I'm out of here.
You Tommy Chong'd up.
Yeah. If you could do it, I could do it, man.
I did. I've actually only done like LSD once. I haven't done mushrooms, but I did LSD once, and it was on one of Tom Baum's shows. So it was I was headlining, but I had to do LSD first before, you know, like an hour or two, whatever it was before. And I have the video of me performing that night. I didn't even attempt comedy at all. Like, I stood up on stage laughing and talking to people and having side conversations. And I remember freaking out because there was this painting that was on the wall. Someone was selling this painting and every part of it was moving. And I was just like, is that really moving? Like, I was like, I know that this is going to sound so fucked up. Is that really moving? And then, like, I took a picture of it with my phone because I thought it was the most fantastic, amazing painting I've ever seen in my life. And then the next day I looked at it. It looked like a third grader had drawn it.
It was the men's restroom sign. Just, look at this crazy ass.
Look at that dude.
He almost bought it for $800. Did that anymore? Damn. I love acid, man.
Yeah.
I love it. The last time I did acid, I took a couple tabs, and they were really good because we're playing blackjack, and we're all sitting there. And I know it's starting to come because I see the felt start to get like the sweat.
Right.
Here we go. It's like it's grass in the wind, you know? Yeah. Like, and I'm like, all right. But then all of a sudden, this dealer chick, her hand went like some goddamn kill, but like she was going around her side. Like, I saw it all in one motion to five people. Like, brrr. I'm like, oh shit. And then she's like, hit or stay. I'm like, hold on, slow down. Hold on. I don't even know what's happening right now. She's like, hit or stay. I'm like, I don't know. Hold on. What is happening? And then I'm like, hit. She's like, ah. I'm like, holy shit. Holy shit. And I'm like, hit again. It's like 21. I'm like, oh, thank God, Jesus Christ. Yeah, cash out. Cash out of this. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that I was tripping, dude. We got into, I was like with my brother Steve-O, and a couple other people, and we get in this taxi. We need the big one. We need the van one. So we get in there, and right when we get in, the guy goes, where are you going? And we're dropping my brother and them off at Alexis Park, and my car was over there, so we're like, Alexis Park, and everyone's like tripping, like everyone's like doing something different, like, like everybody's, all I know is I have the seatbelt, not buckled, but just wrapped right here, feeling just on my face, and I'm like, Alexis Park, and he goes, you guys have cash? I'm just like, we have cash. I'll give you 20 right now, and then the rest. He's like, okay, close the doors. I'm like, the doors aren't closed? That driver had to hate every minute of that trip, bro. Yeah. I know I didn't let go of that seatbelt. That shit felt amazing.
Yeah. Have you heard about the, I'm sure you have, but about like when you're on acid, you're not supposed to look in a mirror.
Yeah, oh, that's the worst thing to do ever. Dude. Never look in a mirror and never close the door to the bathroom you're using the bathroom at. You like start hearing some shit.
Oh, really?
Not be able to get out of that son of a bitch.
What?
Oh, bro, every time I use the restroom, and the smaller the restroom, the worse. But every time I use the restroom, I could go in there, take a piss, or just go in to wash my hands, right?
Yeah.
In the goddamn restroom, and all I hear is like, thousands of little like munchkins or little kids laughing like everywhere, and I'm just like, you're just tripping balls, man. You're just shut up, fuck up.
Turns out you're in a preschool classroom. Why is that man putting his penis up?
Not again.
My wife thought it'd be fun for us to go to the Peppermill when I was on acid, and so just because like of all the colors and stuff.
Are you even hungry? Because all the color. Why don't you go to Fremont Street? That is the spot on acid.
Yeah, yeah. Fremont Street would have been fun.
That is the spot on acid.
But they sat us down, and then I looked up, and right over her shoulder was like the reflection, like wall or whatever, like the frame of the window, and I saw myself, and I was like, I'm just gonna fuck them. I'm just gonna look at myself, and then
that's
like
the worst thing.
My face started like conforming. I was like, oh, never mind.
You see things, you're like, what's this here?
Yeah.
Why is that there? Start fucking pulling it.
Yeah, dude. It was
like the Exorcist, not the Exorcist.
Poltergeist?
Yeah,
Poltergeist. Oh, yeah, where he's all
in the mirror.
Yeah. Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah,
bro.
It's fucking wild. But that's also where I found out that Fontainebleau, the new hotel and casino, like it was just about to open when we were there. And it was the first time that I was like hyper. I figured out that there was no U in Fountain, like because everybody pronounces it Fontainebleau,
mm-hmm.
And I became obsessed. Like I almost became angry at the fact that there was no U. I was like, did they fucking forget? Is that gonna stop it for another 20 years?
Tear the whole place down. You guys misspelled everything. Ignore the fact there's one in Miami and one in New York named right. the exact same thing. I can't believe you could eat on acid. I mean, I kind of can, but it's
like... do you not... Well, you're the skinniest motherfucker I know, so... Do you just not...
You don't know Justin Teigen?
That's a very good one. I gotta have Justin on here.
Yeah.
I mentioned before we started the podcast, he was telling me about his condition. And I was like, oh, that'd be really interesting. You should be on my podcast. And then we start the podcast, and then I just haven't booked
it. Todd's like, no handicaps.
It's a crip list.
He can't get it. You know how long it's going to take him to get up these stairs?
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah.
You have to carry him.
Yeah, I would. You'd have to film that for
the whole cold open. We got Justin.
I drop him in the coat hanger that holds his body together.
I should stop talking shit and watch me fall down the stairs and end up worse than Justin Teigen.
Well, when I fall down on top of you,
it's going to be like Indiana Jones. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. That's a good cut, right? That's a good image.
I cannot eat on acid, though, man.
Yeah, no?
No, I can't. I could eat on cocaine.
Yeah.
But I can't eat on acid.
I would never even attempt cocaine. I think my heart would explode if I did cocaine. I feel like I could be wrong. Do you have some coke? Let's try it out.
All right. Well. I think you would too. There's not good research in that. John Belushi, John Candy.
That's true.
If your name was John, you really don't want to do cocaine.
Absolutely not. Yeah, no, I guess definitely that's
true.
Not.
Yeah, don't do cocaine, Horatio.
Yeah. Well, possible future guest.
I'll bring some up here. Kind of cool. It's interesting because you mentioned being in bathrooms and stuck in rooms. So NASA simulated a Mars voyage. It ends after 1 year. So they actually basically locked multiple. Astronauts, scientists, let me make sure this reloads, sorry, in a room, and they had to be in there for an entire year, no contact with anyone that they know, and they had to do like actual simulations on if they were going to be on Mars.
Wait, so, they had to be in that yeah. like that set mm-hmm. for a year?
Yeah.
Wait, by for themselves or with the other?
So they're with their other astronauts, okay. but they're on a food regimen. They have to simulate like the Mars habitat, do specific things throughout, and they could not leave, and they were in there for 378 days.
Yeah, so I was in prison for longer. That's not a big deal, bro. Hey, look, come survive with me. And I was in solitary confinement. I did by myself a lot. Okay. not the whole thing. I had Poppy on over here.
Who was it? There was four of them: Kelly Haston, Anka Solario, Ross Brockwell, and Nathan Jones.
Yep. And then it was a 17,000 square foot to simulate a mission to the red planet. So they're basically starting to do missions now to get people out to Mars. So one question I do have interesting is if you knew you can go to Mars, would you go there as well? Like, would you be one of the people that would go to Mars?
I would definitely not be one of the first people that would go to Mars. You saw what happened when those billionaires just went down to Titanic. Like, yeah.
I don't know if it's like Total Recall. There's gonna be I'm gonna take some air.
Yeah.
Bags of air.
I would do. I'm one of those people that I would go to Mars after people have been going to Mars for a few years. Like it's just like when a new TV show starts and everyone's talking about how great it is, and I never watch it, and then 5 years after it's off the air, I'm like, dude, did you see Breaking Bad? That's how it'd be with Mars. Everyone's gone, and then I'd go up, and everybody's like, yeah, we've been to Mars.
I just love the simple fact that we're like really talking about this. Like any of us are going to have the financial income to just be like, oh, I guess I'll go to Mars now that it's been out a couple of years. What the fuck are you talking about, bro? You can't even fly to Australia right now if we wanted to. Goddamn Mars.
Look at this woman's face.
Yes. That's a Martian.
That is.
They're unique individuals that did it for sure.
So these are the four. So I was going to say. So
are they going to build stuff there? Or is it just like to go to Mars and just like walk on the desert like these weirdos that go hiking in 120 degrees in the middle of the fucking desert?
It's probably going to be that. I think that they probably want to build like Mars.
They're trying to make it so we could technically live on Mars.
Yeah.
But that's not going to. I guess it could. Well, but there's no reason to
just
think.
Just open up a bar that does comedy. On Fridays, we'll plan a trip.
Yeah. Well, I'll go there.
We'll get booked. Imagine getting booked, and they fly you to Mars and put you up, and you still only get 125 in a, right. in a meal. Yeah. You're like, this is bullshit.
Laugh Factory Mars finally opens. Do you think? The story, these four living there for a year, though, I got to assume, like, the two dudes behind the wild-eyed chick, I just assume, like, they were both trying to bang her. And then the girl in the mask, which, by the way, why are these two idiots in a mask? they have no problem going to Mars or being locked away in a closet for a year, but then they're like, they come out and they're like, I don't want to get the... but then, like, she, I don't know, like, who do you think, who would you hook up with if you were... If you were there for a year.
Well, I got to see the masks removed.
Yeah.
Right now, probably crazy eyes, because she looks like she's going to be a crazy fuck. Look at the crazy eyes.
She's going to be a little wild.
First of all, does this not look like the cast from Biodome?
Oh, yeah, it does, actually. Yeah.
It looks like we're watching Biodome right now, bro.
Were they allowed, like, weed and stuff, or what were they allowed to bring with them?
No, it was a pretty detailed regimen. They actually would lose communication sometimes, too, for up to 22 minutes, so they couldn't even talk to, like, the people on the outside.
What a lame fucking story. Like, imagine you work your entire life to get to NASA, and then it's
locked,
like,
in a room?
Yeah, to get locked in a room for a year, and then people are like, oh, you were on that Mars mission? It's like, well, sort of.
Yeah.
It's like the toughest escape room of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. The world's hardest escape room.
It's coming to Area 51.
What do you know about Mars? Pay us $3.6 million. Stay in our escape room. It's
so ridiculous, man.
And then we can go into one more real quick. I know, Todd, you showed this to me, and I thought this was pretty intense. So hopefully it won't be too loud on there, but we'll show this real quick.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen this story?
Check
this out. This is wild.
Springs, she was vigilant to tell the waiter about her severe allergy to nuts and dairy. The waiter guaranteed her meal would be allergen-free, according to her husband's lawsuit. But Amy soon died from anaphylaxis due to elevated levels of dairy and nuts in her system. Her husband, Jeffrey Piccolo, sued Disney after her death, but the conglomerate asked a Florida court to throw out the case because of the fine print on its Disney Plus app, which requires users to arbitrate all disputes with the company, meaning he can't sue Disney. Disney also
How
says...
How crazy is that?
How wild is that? That is some...
Everybody cancel Disney Plus right now.
If you don't think that Disney controls the world,
oh,
think
100%.
About that shit.
Dude, I live... Look, where I live in North Hollywood, I'm literally one block from Burbank.
Yeah.
I am like three blocks from Disney Anime. I don't fuck with Disney. No. Look at this, how bad it was. The number one grower that's in LA right now, he was the inventor of Skywalker OG back in 1998, right?
Yeah.
Invented Skywalker OG. He actually flew in Israeli botanists to develop him a strain. And he because his drug name on the streets was Luke at the time, because he had no legal, you know, anything. So he called it Skywalker. Well, he got known for being the Skywalker, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Then once he went legal and he got his first shop right outside of Burbank, right next to the HaHa, he changed everything from Skywalker, because it's right when Disney bought Star Wars. So he knew right away, I have to change this name because they will come over here and ruin my whole fucking life. Dude, Disney runs the world, bro.
That is almost as bad as that guy's wife dying.
I think it's worse, honestly.
Nobody.
Of course she had nuts in her. Honey. How did we sit here and not laugh like fucking...
I know.
She had so many nuts in her system.
There's so much about that story.
If I was the husband, I'd be like, cheating bitch. Cheating bitch. How many different nuts were in you?
It wasn't the nuts, it was the cream.
Disney nuts?
But it's wild to think that, like, you can just do that. Like,
and
you can put that in any agreement. So, like, if we had you sign a waiver, we don't, but like, if we had you sign a waiver to appear on the Sweet Potato Pod, I could put a little line in there. By the way, if Todd slaps you in the face with his dick, you can't complain. You can't, like, sue him for it.
Don't worry, I'll just beat the shit out of him. No, yeah, that's insane. And you got to know that it's not just Disney Plus, then.
Oh, yep.
Because they have ESPN Plus, which they own, Hulu, which they own. Yep.
ESPN, fucking, ABC.
Yeah, fucking all the bullshit that they own. So Fox,
yeah.
So anything that you're buying on an app like that, and then you're hitting their agreement terms, Disney's got to have to slide that in the little back door like Pinocchio's nose, right up your fucking ass.
Straight up.
Dude, speaking of Disney, though, this just came out today. Have you heard this? Have you seen about this?
Have you seen about this?
Disney, this just came out today. They're going into the Peter Pan ride and changing all of the demeaning... pictures of the indigenous people. You can't even say say goddamn Native Americans or Indian. Can't say anything anymore. The people that were not the white people in Peter Pan.
The originals that weren't really actually original, but the ones that were here before.
You know those scenes? Yep, there it is. Where they're running around like Indians and stuff in it. Like, they can't show that no more.
They can't do that.
They're taking the drummer out and the brave and like the chief, I guess.
Tiger Lily is going to be more active and dancing. Like, the brothers are just sitting there and like, it's crazy.
Can I tell you how much I want to see the new Snow White tank so bad?
Oh, really bad.
That it fucking... Because, first of all, look, Hispanic woman playing Snow White, it's a little weird because her name is Snow White. But I don't even care about that.
It's cocaine.
I'm concerned... That's why it's not... I'm concerned about the lack of little people in the movie. Like, did you see that?
They could have really hired... little people.
They were going to. And then Peter Dinklage goes out and on some podcasts and he complains about the fact that they're enforcing this stereotype. So then they're like, oh, well, we won't do that. So they decide to not have play the fucking
he tried dwarfs. To hold it in.
I was trying. I did. and then now, like, all these little actors are...
You can only call them that when it's wrestling.
So they actually CGI'd
one of them is a wrestler.
Yeah, except for Peter Dinklage, they're CGI him and they put real actors.
Wait, so he got the job? He's in it? No, he's not in.
No, he criticized. He's not in because there's only.
I thought what a baller move by Peter Dinklage.
He's got a good agent.
Just seven Dinklages.
Here's the thing, Snow White.
The seven Dinklages.
If you break down Snow White, that is the most Mexican princess there has ever been. She's a chick that lives in a house with seven dudes. What's their name? Grumpy, Sneezy, Dopey. Those are my cousins. Right now, I'll call all of those fools, bro. Where'd they work? Construction. How'd they get there? They walked. What'd they do when they walked? They whistled. Who stayed home and clean? She did. Could she have friends? Nope. Only animals. This is as Mexican as it gets, Holmes. There's no...
And then her life didn't improve until she made out with a white dude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then their brother-in-law, Doc, lived there for some reason.
Well, the actress went on like a huge rant. You saw that too, right?
Yeah,
like,
where she
talking
was
talking
like,
shit. I watched the old one.
This thing's going to flop. It's already got too much fucking bullshit behind it, bro.
Yeah. There's no way this succeeds.
Yeah.
Why they gotta bring everything to real life now? Annoying as shit.
Yeah. Also, why not create, you know, new stories? Like, why not?
They're out of shit, bro.
They're 100%. Look at these.
It's literally one, and then the rest are normal actors that they're gonna CGI.
It's literally one.
Literally one.
I don't even think you're allowed to say that.
Wait,
literally one. What?
And then there's like a trans Jesus in the background. Like maybe, that very last one?
Maybe he's normal height and they're all really... and the one in the front's really, really small. Yeah. It's all the way you look at it, man.
That's so...
Why do they look like pirates anyway? What the fuck are we watching?
What are they calling it now? Are they still calling it Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Or are they...
I think it's holding pretty much the same name, yeah. Snow White.
They're just going to call it Snow White. That's all it's going to be.
Snow White and the seven homeless guys from Portland.
It's going to be Snow White and the Lost Boys from Peter Pan because we had to kick them off of the ride. So we threw them into Snow White. Doesn't it look like... bring your clothes from home, what you think a dwarf might wear, and come on and show up to casting.
Did Disney have anything to do with that new ban on weed in L.A. or in California?
The what?
Today, they were talking about that.
The ban on weed?
Yeah, they're trying to ban weed in Cali.
They're recriminalizing weed. Oh, like, they're going to shut down.
That won't ever happen, bro.
No, what's his name? Newsom.
Newsom's on his way out anyway. That ain't going to happen.
He said that it...
he's a piece of shit. Let me tell you something about Newsom, okay?
Okay.
So I got booked to this corporate event. And everybody was pissed off because I was up in Vallejo at the time doing shit. So I got booked to this corporate event and everyone's pissed. And they're like, how the fuck are you working? This is New Year's Eve when COVID, when everything's shut down. I go to this winery to do comedy. Guess who it's for?
No way.
Yeah,
you
bro.
Did that fucking...
Yes, we did that show. I'm like,
whoa.
How the fuck are you motherfuckers open? Da 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 da. Like, oh, dude. That piece of shit's a piece of shit, dude. that, I swear to God. You know what we got paid for that shitty ass show? $200 for that's it.
Jesus. For putting your life on the line. By the way,
I became a Democrat walking in there. You guys are gonna shit on me like this.
By the way, just he tried to look it up. I was fucking with you on the recriminalizing.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's no way that's gonna ever happen, bro. That would not. But I wish they would. We could sell it for more.
No, but that's so. It's so weird. All the shit that they did. Like the parties that he held with all the bands that he had going on up in Washington, our governor, I think I talked about it on the pod before, but Washington State, Governor Inslee, fucking he had the weirdest rules in the world. Like he closed down everything, including comedy clubs, but then he opened up strip clubs. So you could go to a strip club. You couldn't go to a comedy club, though.
Well, come on. Which one would you really go to?
But the point is that the girls could only just take off their mask. Like, that's all they were allowed to. They removed the mask, and then you were... and then that
your
was
dick it. Sucks? Yeah.
I would say the only thing that is kind of decent about this law, though, is they are trying to make it where if you're trying to get a job, they're not going to drug test for weed anymore.
Yeah, that's,
like, oh, so that's been,
which
yeah.
is kind of a good
they've
thing.
They've been they doing that. To, yeah. Well, I don't think it's for every. It shouldn't be for everyone. Like bus that, drivers.
True. Yeah, drivers, people.
School bus drivers. Well, they better be getting tested for fucking weed.
I think that there should be a way that they can test the day of. Like, are you high right now? Get okay. If not, get on the fucking
it's
bus.
It's easy, dog. They just leave the room with an open bag of Funyuns. And if don't these fools this. Eat the Funyuns and they know it's not there, they're high, man.
And then if they don't, they might be on acid.
Yeah,
apparently.
And you leave the remote right there with a little guide that says like SpongeBob in the corner, some kind of cartoon. If they change it to the cartoons, you know they're high, man.
What do you like to watch when you're high?
When I'm high, I watch. I'm funny because I have like some straight go-to shows. And then, like, some far-out, like, documentary shit I watch. So my go-to shows are always, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And Workaholics.
Great shows.
All right? Because I used to help write for Workaholics.
Oh, so yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love
that show. That's
show.
Awesome, dude.
So, and then I did extra work for Always Sunny. I'm kind of vain, I guess. I watch everything I'm a part of. Right. Did I touch this?
Yeah.
Then I'm, it's good.
And then I watched my special. I watched my special a lot.
On loop. I watched my special 6 times a day. I think I've only watched my special all the way through once.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you a part of editing it? Or like?
No,
you
no. They do it all. Nice. So they do it all. I watched my special. You know, I kind of... I felt bad on my the first time I went to watch my special. I fell asleep. I'm like, damn, I suck.
real quick, actually, what we're talking about. What's the name of the special? Just
the one that's out right now.
Yeah.
Too High to Remember What I Forgot. You're not gonna remember that, guys. So just type in Stoner Rob. It'll pop up on Amazon.
Stoner Rob. Yeah. And you did that one at the Gold Room. Right?
Yeah, the mic drop Gold Room. And then I have a second one coming out October 6th. And that one I taped here in Las Vegas, and that is Won't You Be My Stoner.
Won't You Be My Stoner?
It's a whole Mr. Rogers play.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we did that one at the Las Vegas Theater Company.
Oh, fuck, that's a great place.
It's the same production company. We still got Laugh After Dark. This is, you guys got to watch this one. I can't, it's like a one-man Broadway comedy special, if that makes sense. Like, it's a whole set. I interact with things on the set. There's things lighting up. There's like acting and projection and fucking comedy going on through
Fuck,
the whole
dude,
thing.
That's
yeah.
So, awesome.
So this thing's dope, dude.
Do you have like a land of make believe kind of thing or like a takeoff of that?
Yeah. So there's a whole lot of like crazy shit in this, dude. Like it. I have a fish.
I can't wait for that. October.
Yeah, October 6th.
And it's going to be on Amazon?
Yeah, it'll be dropping on Amazon, Tubi, Freevee, YouTube.
Disney Plus, Disney Plus, Hulu.
Get it on Disney Plus so you can't sue us when we fucking rape you at Disney.
Disney's going to get this episode taken down.
Yeah.
You just got to put up right here, Stoner Rob's remarks in no way reflect the feelings of Sweet Pot A2 podcast.
I love the idea of if we do get a notice from them, they're like, well, you have Disney Plus, and as you see in your bylaws, it says you cannot talk about us on a podcast in a negative form.
You must give us all the money for your podcast now if you would have read what you signed. All because you wanted to watch National Geographic. nothing Disney that you've ever watched?
No.
It's like you were watching X-Men and National Geographic. That's what I watch when I get high too, National Geographic. That's like,
oh yeah.
There's only two things I watch on the Disney Channel. National Geographic, and it's, I always go to like the deadliest, Africa's deadliest, world's deadliest. I hate the, there's nothing more that pisses me off than being stoned. And it always happens on Shark Week the most, because you're all pumped for Shark Week, so you get all high and shit. And you got all this food, and then you're like, oh, this one's going to be dope. It's like shark attacks from around the world, and they're all reenactments.
Right,
you're
yeah.
like, this is, fuck this.
You don't want to see
it's just a guy in the water going, hoo, hoo. Like, dude, I got all jazzed. I popped popcorn to see a hammerhead bite a motherfucker. What are you tripping on? Like, dude, I hate reenactments, dude.
Yeah.
So I always got to watch the live shit. I hate reenactments.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, and then the tiger crept up. And then it shows him, like, later licking his chops. The meal was delicious. Then he got, like, what the fuck? You cut out all the good shit, bro.
I love those ones where it's a mixture of like the actual footage and some reenactment, because it's always like you see the thing, like you see the news footage and some guy's talking and doing a press conference, and then he gets off stage, and then that's when the reenactment kicks in, and he looks totally different, and he's like walking with a limp or whatever, and it's like you couldn't even fucking find an actor that looks like that.
Oh, that's why I love watching. I love, because so I'm deep into wrestling, but old school. Like, I've always loved wrestling from the year 73 to 97.
There you go.
That's it. Everything outside
those
of that.
Those are the good years, man. Those are fuck really fucking good years. Shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I collect tons of memorabilia. I have tons of shit. No, tons of wrestlers, you know, but... So I always watch like Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, dude.
Those are dope. Are the A&E documentaries too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So those are real cool to go back and watch.
That's great shit. I'm with you, man. Right around 97, because I started wrestling in 2001. But even by then, it was like my interest was already waning. But I'd still pay attention because I was in the industry.
Yeah.
But do you ever go to the CAC here in Vegas?
No.
It was just this past weekend. Do you know what that
serious?
Is?
Are you serious?
Yeah. So like Bob Orton Jr. was there, Cowboy Bob Orton Jr.
Yeah.
There's a lot of older men and women. Because
Godfather's put, that's like my brother, the Godfather Charles,
right? Yeah,
that's like my brother. So that fool's put me through a table a couple times. That shit fucking hurt.
You took a fucking Van Damminator at the OGO.
Yeah, I took a Van Damminator fucking off the stage down the stairs, bro.
I think there's actually a clip of that. I don't know if you can find it. Do you know where you'd be able to find that?
On my Instagram. There's one on my Instagram if you could pull that up.
Just because you took a good bump on that. That was like when I saw Rob go, because the chair was just sitting there, and I'm like, what's gonna happen with that chair? And then when he pulls the chair out and tosses it to you, I was like,
you could go to that WrestleMania one too. That's
this one here.
Yep.
There we go.
Oh shit! Hold on.
We just found out that Derek doesn't follow you.
What an asshole. Way to do research on the guests coming in. You should see all the stuff I've been saying about this podcast.
Fun fact, The Godfather, though, I mean, I don't know if we'll leave this in, but I play disc golf, and he plays disc golf at Sunset all the time.
He does. Oh, really? He plays disc golf. I make fun of him all the time, because I play real golf, like a man. And
I play both.
You know, one time he really thought, I was like, dude, are you... What are you smoking? He does get really high, though.
Yeah.
So he goes, how far do you hit a golf ball? I was like 250, bro. And he goes, see, I throw a fucking frisbee like 320. I'm like, there's no fucking way you do. I promise you don't throw a frisbee further than I hit a golf ball. He goes, I do. This was talking in feet.
Feet. Yeah.
I'm like, bro, look, American, with your feet. We're talking yards here, dog.
Right.
Like, three of those equals one of mine. I was all feet. 100 yards? Yeah, dude. I grabbed the lowest club I have and hit that as far as you throw your frisbee. And then he threw me like a frisbee.
Yeah. I'm ripping off my phone, so just give me 1 second.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll be able to pull it up. Sorry.
No, it's fine. No, dude. It's
cool. But anyway, about those wrestling documentaries, Dark Side of the Ring, it's so funny when they do the reenactments and that, and it's like just the shadow or like the back.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The dude looks nothing like Hogan.
Yeah.
When they had Hogan and Bischoff arguing about that fucking stupid ass, what was it, the Halloween Havoc or whatever the fuck they fucked up on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Russo.
Yeah. So... Dude, those characters, who the fuck was playing Hogan, dude?
Dude, these
tiny little arms.
Yeah. Did you see the Iron Claw movie, the Von Erich?
Yeah.
Movie? the guy playing Ric Flair. How the fuck? Because they did I feel like they did as good a job as possible of casting everybody except for Chris Von Erich, who they just wrote off. But we've talked about that already. But Ric Flair, the most famous person in the movie, the most famous character in the movie portrayed, nothing like Ric Flair. It's literally like someone had told someone what Ric Flair was like, and then that person had to tell the actor what it was like. It was fucking terrible. Here we go though. RVD with the Van Damminator. Look at this. Look at my boy here, Stoner Rob, taking the. So you don't even know who Rob Van Dam is, do you, Derek?
I mean, I saw him that night, but I don't like know him of the thing. But I did see him. Yeah, I know you guys were kind of.
So RVD is going for. He's looking at the chair. Stoner's talking his shit.
I'm not gonna let some fucking ECW. You didn't even. You barely made it to WWE at the end of your career. And look, he throws it. I said, catch it. Boom. Oh, fuck.
Boom, right onto the steps. That's pretty good. Good stuff, man.
It hurt really bad. Yeah. look, he's a sucker-punching little bitch is what it all comes down to. That's what it all comes down to, bro. He didn't want to do it in the ring. If he wants to do it in the ring, I'll show up with the Boricuas.
Dude,
remember that Savio Vegas?
Dude, that was one of the weirdest periods of time in the
WWE. It was like everybody had to be in a clique.
In a race gang. Dude, it was fucking, they had the white
the
bikers.
Hells Angels pretty much.
Yeah. Then they had the fucking
The Mexican Mafia.
They had the
Black Panthers.
Yeah. And then they had the Canadian Heart Foundation. Which
no one really cared about. Brett was on
so
his way
weird,
out.
Dude. Yeah,
I was never a real big Brett. I respected him, but I was never a Bret Hart fan.
I was a huge Bret fan.
I was such a, like,
were you a Shawn guy?
Oh, I'm a Shawn Michaels is the greatest wrestler of all time, bro. Shawn Michaels, yeah. Remember how he stayed and kept wrestling, and then Bret Hart got his career ended by Goldberg's little kick to the head?
A little kick to the head. Knocked him. caused the stroke, yeah.
Maybe you should put your hands up. Stop trying to prove yourself.
Dude, could you imagine though if that hadn't happened, and Bret Hart has to come back? He would have come back to the WWF in like 2002, whatever, and then you would have had Bret and Shawn
again
when they were at their still good
on Shawn's second run.
Yeah. After Shawn,
I'm not
came
a real
back,
big fan of Shawn's second run. Even
it's not
though they
the
say
best,
it's better.
But he's still good.
See, I'm a dick though. I like the dickheads.
I love
Axl Rose, amazing.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels, awesome. John Rocker, great guy.
Yeah, dude. Listen. If Shawn Michaels ever sees this, I'm so glad you got your life together. But when he was a fucking drug addict, in the 90s,
shit ever
the best.
So Godfather. Oh, I'm gonna say it anyway. Godfather tells me the story. He don't care. He says it. Godfather told me a story because Godfather was not a big Shawn Michaels fan back in the day. You know? And very few wrestlers were. Because Vince gave him everything he wanted, which is dope. I'm like, fuck yeah, you guys are just jealous. I would love that. Like, yeah, dude. Go out there and be like, suck my dick. Give me all the money. I'm doing drugs. Ah. It's like fucking Charlie Sheen if he was a wrestler, dog.
That was a very good Shawn Michaels move because like Steve Austin was like flipping people off. And he's like, well, what can I do that's just as bad or worse? Yeah. And then, suck it.
But even the whole pose back in the day with the fireworks going on, everything's just
Kevin
dope.
Nash in the back.
Throwing Sensational Sherry in front of the mirror.
That was
badass.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro. And then she
Marty
still wanted him.
The window.
Yeah. Ending Marty Jannetty's life right there, pretty much. His whole life stopped right there, Doc. Not his career.
Right.
His life stopped. That was batshit for cuckoo nuts.
The last thing that happened, the last time I heard of Marty Jannetty, I think he was like fucking his daughter or something like that, talking about it online.
Then he's like, just kidding. Remember when I killed that guy that raped me in the butt behind the bowling alley? Just kidding.
Just joking.
I forgot I could get in trouble for murder. There's no statute of limitations.
There's nothing
murder.
In the Disney Plus bylaws about.
Yeah, I'm sure if he needs to be a character on Disney. Hey, does that mean?
What if he showed up as one of the seven dwarfs?
If you ever did
Marty
anything
Jannetty.
For Disney, you're like diplomatic community now.
Probably.
Because I did that Hulu special High Hopes and got a check. And my check was from Disney. I'm like, did we just do a weed show and get paid by Disney? So now I could do it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave here and run over four people on my like, it's okay, Disney. Are you a Disney Plus officer? Read your shit. Don't pull me over. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Get out of my face.
Well, this is the perfect time because we're almost done. So this is the perfect time to go off the Todd rope.
That's dope. I see what you did there.
Thanks.
Did you ever go off the Todd roof?
I did. Actually, we have the video, but I probably won't be able to.
Did you somersault? Did you Vader?
I used to do. Sorry, I think I spit on it. I used to.
What are you, the Great Muta? Are you showing?
Oh, that would be so good. If this ends with the green mist just going right into your face.
I could show the video if you want.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, I would love to see
it. Maybe we pull that up every time.
If you want me to,
yeah. Go off the Todd roof.
A little loud, sorry, but.
Oh!
There you go.
All right, well.
There it is.
Looked more like a fucking Harley Race headbutt
coming out of the top. I did a Harley Race headbutt in a match, and I got video of it, and then I just, like, sped it up and like, reversed it and just kept doing this, and then I put my dates over it.
Very 90s fucking.
That's right. All right, so here we go. So off the Todd rope, this is a segment where I don't even know what's in here. He writes these out. These are just random questions. It's just spitfire. You just, first thing that comes
just
to mind.
Just answer them?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
You got it. Like we're in court?
Yeah, absolutely. if you had to be on a reality TV show, which one would you choose?
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
I just want Chef Ramsay to call me a fucking bloody donkey or something. That would make my whole fucking day. I want to fuck up his risotto on purpose, but the fucking risotto? You fucking retard. I would love that if he told me that.
Yeah,
I would
die
happy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a good one. If you could be transformed into any animal, which one would you choose?
Oh, that's a good one. I'd be some type of, probably an eagle.
An eagle?
Yeah, an eagle. I'm terrified of birds, too, so that's why, because I'd finally be one. Are you? I fuck birds, bro.
Dude,
I've almost died twice from birds, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, I shouldn't say that. My family in Mexico had some roosters, and one sliced one of my main arteries.
Oh, shit.
And I almost bled out and died, and then my other family's house, I got attacked by their fucking attack geese. This is a fucking thing in Mexico. Attack geese will fuck you up way more than dogs, bro. Have you seen the inside of a goose's mouth?
No.
While we're talking about this, look up the inside of a goose's mouth for him. So I got fucked up by like 17 geese, dude. I had scars on my legs from when I was 4 to like 13 years old.
Holy shit.
And they finally went away. It was fucking gnarly.
How come they don't do geese versus roosters then?
That would be great.
Did I just give your family a whole
new? Oh my god!
That looks like some dinosaur
Jesus.
Shit, dude.
Yeah, that's a goose's mouth, man.
Or Holy shit!
A goose? A geese? A goosin?
Yeah. Does they have teeth on his tongue?
Yes, bro. They have teeth everywhere, and they'll hurt you. They're relentless. They're hideous. Run, bro.
So I've been around them in New York too, and they are mean.
Yeah,
like I would stay.
Dog,
away from
I will.
There,
I'm yeah. not fucking around, dude. They fuck, and like, people will have them as guard pet. Like you raise them small, they'll guard like.
That
your
would
fucking
be the baddest
pet.
Shit
clip
in the
their
world.
Wings so they can't fly away.
If
they
you just walk into some place, you got your guard geese next to you, just one on each side.
Well, look, I'm gonna tell you one thing. I did it in high school. I should have done this as a science project, because, like, I was laughing because I was like, watch this. So I would catch bees all the time. And like freeze them and then tie a rope on them and then like fucking walk with a bee, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I was like,
what do you mean? Mm-hmm, yeah.
I did that too when yeah. I was a
did
kid. That's
really?
A real thing.
I would be astonished though. Me and my boys filmed this. Like my homie went into, I forgot what class it was in high school, and it got one of the big ass cameras from back in the days, like 98.
Yeah.
And we're filming. And I was like, dude, watch this. I want to prove something. He's like, what? I had a pit bull. So I was like walking my pit. People be like, oh, nice dog. You just walk down the street. People be like, oh, even if they're kind of scared of dogs, they move over maybe 2 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
I put the bee on a string and have the bee like this going. Every motherfucker is crossing the street being like, oh, shit. I'm like, bro, look at the world we live in, dog. You're walking by a fucking 150-pound pit bull and like, oh, hey, dog. And then the bee, you're like, the fuck?
Like, bees are fucked up enough. This one had to tie him up. Just to try to control him.
He's out of his mind. I should have pretended he was pulling me. Oh, right. Shit. Slow down.
This is a deep cut, but did you get that idea when Bobby Heenan stole Matilda?
No.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
thing?
I do remember
he had
that.
The little, like, the
Bobby
leash
Heenan
with the...
Bobby stole everything, remember?
Heenan was the fucking best.
Heenan was the greatest.
I always tell people he's one of my comedic inspirations. I love Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Heenan, best manager by far ever.
Yep.
Best commentator team, too. Gorilla and Heenan.
Oh, yeah.
Best commentator team. And then would be Ross and King, I think.
Yeah, Ross and King were great.
Vince McMahon and
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Jesse the Body were great too. That was great too.
Yeah.
I also liked when Mr. Perfect would come in. I liked Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
But I love Jesse the Body because Jesse the Body would be straight up.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He would be the bad guy for some reason. But he's straight up. Well, how come it's okay when your guy doesn't, McMahon?
Exactly. It was he's the like, best.
Yeah.
You could see what a politician he was back then.
He's like, oh, so it's not cheating. So it's getting back and not cheating when he does it.
So Strike Force, this is brilliant double teaming. But when it's the brain buster, then it's illegal.
Exactly.
So good. You have no idea what we're
and I loved it with Monsoon too, because he would always call him a Chico, because that was
Chico, what Chico Santana.
He's like, look, here comes Chico.
I also this is not as well as popular, but I always loved Ivan Paducky as well.
Oh yeah,
Ventura would always call him Ivan Paducky.
he couldn't do anything, remember, because he's like the baby face. You don't say that.
All right, last one. What's your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve. Ooh, I think my biggest pet peeve is when we are, like, doing something at a restaurant, okay? We're sitting down, and we're, like, mid-conversation, or we're, like, laughing, or something's awesome, and we're there, or it could be, like, a fight with your lady where you could tell, like, everyone could tell, like, look, babe, why? And the fucking waitress comes up and goes, is everything good over here? Oh, God, can I get you?
How are we
doing? Bitch, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
Or when they see you take like a huge bite of their, is that good? Are you doing good? Like,
that happens to me all the time. Mostly because I always have a mouthful of food. But like,
I hate that. That is a huge pet peeve of mine, bro.
Yeah.
I hate that. Like, you know, how are you not a human?
Yeah.
You see humans interacting. Wait till you see a moment to come in. Or just give the glance like, cool.
You remember like when we were kids, it was always smoking or non.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be great if there was like checkup or non?
Yes.
Like, you know, if you want the waitress to constantly, or waiter,
you push
to
a constantly button.
Or Waitex. to constantly come over and bug you, great. Some people like that. Some people want the interaction. If you want them to just bring your food and then wait to see this before they come over.
Yep. Those people that want it are coffee drinkers, by the way, because they want their shit refilled every 5 seconds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, don't do that shit. And I miss smoking and non-smoking, by the way, because that's how you'd leave on a bill, because they'd always have to have a door unlocked in the smoking section. But I remember when I was between the ages of 15 and like 17, and we'd be like, smoking.
Yeah.
Just walk right out the back door. Any Denny's there was, bro. Smoking.
Yeah.
Is the greatest.
It was always fun too when they would have the smoking and the non-smoking, and then you'd go and you'd sit in the non-smoking, and then you'd be like, "Oh, actually, I need this the non-smoking area," and they're like, "This is," but they didn't realize air moves and smoke moves with
there's
it.
There's no doors or anything. Well, the whole place is smoking. Now, I used to love the smoking sections because these old people back in the day, like in the 80s and early 90s, when they had their smoking section, they'd have their ashtray. And they'd always, every one of them, I don't care. This is science. This is every single one of them.
Yeah.
Would have their fucking ashtray. No, because my grandpa did the same thing. They'd have their ashtray, smoke their cigarettes, have their coffee, their beer, whatever. Bah, bah, bah. But that last cigarette, that last one would get ashed and then put into the mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Every fucking time.
Yes.
Like, why does it have to go, that last one have to go in the, okay, now you could take it. That's what I feel like it was, right? Like, now you could take my plate.
I remember one time my mom would go to McDonald's all the time. Me and my friend would go out and play in the play area.
Yeah.
And then her and his mom would sit there and they'd drink pots of coffee and she'd smoke, you know, a box. And one time I came in after playing and I took her soda cup and she didn't say shit. I took it, took a big whiff. It was nothing but ashes.
That was your first cigarette, bro.
That was, yeah.
Well, you got lice from the playground area anyway, so you might as well just keep going on.
All right, brother. Well, thank you so much for doing this pod.
Thanks for having me,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a cool little neon light. If you ever... this doesn't succeed, at least you could open a whorehouse.
The Sweet Potato Pod, live in Pahrump.
We'll change the pod to puss. Sweet Potato Puss with Todd Royce. Come on in here, get some sweet potato puss.
Maybe we'll just take over the old Mexican restaurant in Pahrump. Yeah. Just do it there.
And then open another sweet potato puss, but just call it yams.
Oh, Dates. Do you have any dates you want to plug?
I do, actually. So come and check me out if you're in the Phoenix area. I will be headlining the 16th and 17th at Stir Crazy. Two shows a night. Come on down. It's going to be fun. It's their four-year anniversary, so it's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be lit out there. And also, let's see, what else do I got going on? October 20th, huge one. It's my birthday show at the HaHa. So if you're in the Hollywood area, come down, check out the HaHa. And I can't make a huge announcement yet, but just keep ready. Check me out. We got some big news for a residency deal here on the Las Vegas Strip.
No, yeah, really?
So just sit tight. Things are coming pretty cool. They're coming together pretty awesome,
fuck
man.
Fuck yeah, man.
So just got a little extra role, too, in Happy Gilmore, too. So this really? Is going to be pretty good.
Dude, that's awesome.
It helps that you could golf. That's the only thing that got me in.
Yeah.
I could golf, bro. But yeah, come check me out. Just check out at Stoner Rob on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, except TikTok. Some little poser tried to take one and fucking scam everybody before I could. So it's the Stoner Rob on fucking TikTok. But everything else is just Stoner Rob. All my dates are there. You'll see me anywhere Todd's not.
Yeah, pretty much. That's in my Disney Plus. And special. The special is coming out. Won't You Be My Stoner?
Won't You Be My Stoner drops October 6th on all platforms. And right now, actually, the Too High to Remember What I Forgot just redropped August 9th with the full footage. So all the uncut stuff that was taken out, plus the crowd work and an interview with me.
Oh, shit.
Because we're going after we got a nomination or a consideration for a nomination for a Grammy.
So fuck, we're doing
some pretty cool things right now.
Yeah, but, dude. Hell, that's great.
It's going to be fun.
When you win the Grammy, you got to come back on the pod.
Is my name Dave Chappelle? The fuck? You know who's winning the goddamn Grammy. If I won, I'd put it on the back of my toilet. So everyone would think it's one of those fake ones, like from Hollywood Boulevard. I'm like, no, that's really it.
Yeah.
It holds my incense.
I'm sure telling them that you'll put it on the back of the toilet, that really helps the consideration.
It might. You don't know.
That's true.
Hollywood's probably like, that's so Amy Winehouse. That's so Amy Winehouse.
That's perfect. I think that's just where we cut it.
All right. At Amy Winehouse.
At Amy Winehouse. That's the last.
Like, comment, subscribe. Later.